WCHE. This is the greatest show when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, intensity, everything you want and everything you need. I said everything you need, baby, to be successful or just get your feet on the floor, whether you're chasing or smashing goals or just learning how to dream again. That's what we do this hour. This is what it's all about. I am so happy that you're joining me. And if you are, welcome to the Get Up Power Hour. Welcome, soldier. You are now enlisted in the Get Up Army, and we need you. We need you right now more than ever. We need you big time, man. We need people to start stepping up now, like yesterday, pronto, immediately. We need no more people playing small. We're not getting more time. We're not getting round two. There's no more second chances. We got too many people sitting back here these days, acting like they're extras in their own life's movie when they should be playing for the freaking Academy Award. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So listen, when you are thinking about holding back, when you're thinking about asking 57 of your unsuccessful friends what their thoughts are on what your limits and dreams and goals are, forget that noise, man. Oh, we're hot today. I came out swinging. I did not show up on this program playing not to lose. As usual, we're playing to win every single week. Every week. Yo, I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're having an awesome day. You got the weekend right around the corner. And we're in crazy times, man. We don't know what's coming, what's going. Is there going to be football? Can you go out to a restaurant? There's all kinds of stuff going on. But that's all right. Do not let the external circumstances mess with what's going internally, especially between those great gifts that God gave you, your ears, that brain, that powerful mind of yours, man. Don't let that get tarnished with all the negativity and the cesspool of garbage that's floating around out there. We got to power ourselves up. We got to lean into the faith, the positivity. Got to have faith over fear. Oh, man, I'm going 100 miles an hour right now, right out of gate. I know that, but I don't care. I'm extra, and I don't apologize for it. It's not even a problem. It's not even a condition. It's just what we do. And somebody's going to need to hear this today. So before I get into this, let me just get the pleasantries out of the way. Like I said, if you're just jumping on, this is 1520 WCHE. You are listening to the Get Up Power Hour, and I am your host, Mark Hayford. Now, look, I'm out there on all social media, everywhere. If you're out there on a platform, I'm out there, and I'm easily found. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. I tweeted last night. I really did. Yeah, you can find me out there. Let's connect, man. You know, you can go out to my website, www.markhayford.com. That's Mark with a C. There's all kinds of good stuff out there, man. You can hear hundreds of past podcasts. You can check out videos, pictures. You can hear all the old Get Up Power Hour radio shows with all the amazing guests that we've had. And you can pick up now, not one, not two. I love it. Here it comes. All three of my number one books, baby. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. 365 days of encouraging who? That's right, baby, you, to attack life. And the newest number one book, it just hit number one at Amazon, Light Up the Darkness. going to get into all that in a few minutes, and I got a fun announcement. But, you know, if you like podcasts, like I just said, you can go through MarkHafer.com, or you can go directly to SoundCloud, and you can listen to the Get Up podcast. There are over 300 podcasts. Some are 5 minutes, some are 19 minutes, and it's all organic. It's in between. It's not scripted. It's we just turn it on and flow. And I'll be honest, it's daily. So there's days where I'm not feeling it. It's days when it's hard. Life's hard, right? Things get hard. But, I mean, that's the difference, right, between being successful and unsuccessful. Because successful people are not going to focus on pleasing activity. They're going to focus on pleasing results. And you got to continue to do what you said you were going to do, even when that good feeling is gone. That's the dedication. That's the commitment. And that's what I got out there for you. So if you like podcasts, go listen to the Get Up podcast on SoundCloud. And here's something fun. I'm going to throw it out here. I don't have exactly when, but when this month is out, before August hits your calendar, the Get Up podcast will be on bigger platforms. I'm talking massive platforms. I'm talking Spotify. I'm talking Apple iTunes. I'm talking Google Podcasts. I'm talking where all your favorite podcast platforms are. We're going to be out there, and it's going to be a new format. It's going to be more aggressive. It's going to be more fire, and they're going to be longer. It's going to be a little more structured. We got stories. We got stories for days, babe. We got stories you probably shouldn't tell on the Get Up podcast. Sworn to secrecy, but it's going to happen. And now, if you're into audiobooks, listen, turn around, looking at my bookshelf. This is what's on my bookshelf right now. Here's a couple of them, okay? The Art of War by Sun Tzu, The Compound Effect, Darren Hardy. Let me see. So we got David and Goliath by Malcolm Gladwell. Love it. On Fire, John O'Leary. Shift Happens, Shut Up and Listen, The Go-Giver, 5-Second Rule, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Think and Grow Rich. Get Up. All these books are on here. So many of these books I listened or quote-unquote read while listening to Audible because, you know, life's fast, man, and it's important to sit and read, and I'm all for that. But sometimes listening, you can process differently. Some people process better on an Audible-type platform, and you can get things done. You can fold your laundry and get personal growth. You could be on the treadmill and get personal growth. You could be in your commute, and instead of listening to the latest crappy Cardi B song, you can get some personal growth. You got to invest into this most precious commodity of you. And that's why Audible is awesome. And Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, is out there on Audible. And that is what this show is going to be about. And I'm going to give you what the whole wrap is. Because coming up after the first break, we're not there yet, but when that comes on, here's my announcement. My announcement is, this is great. For the second time, I will be going into the studio, and I will be recording my new number one book, Light Up the Darkness. And I'm pairing up once again with one of the greatest producers of all time, and I'm so excited. This guy's, his music's been featured in film and television. In video games like Guitar Hero Live, he's toured and worked with everybody from They Might Be Giants, Walk the Moon, The Roots. Dude's a producer, a mixer, a problem solver. It's the Carl Bonner. And we work together. I do believe, and I'm not sure, we're going to put him on the hot seat when he gets on in just a bit here because he's my guest today. We're going to give you the inside look, all the backstories of when we recorded Get Up, the struggles that we had. It was his first audiobook, I do believe. It was definitely my first audiobook. So I can't wait to get him on the air and just rip into it. But next week, we're going in and we're rolling up the sleeves and getting at it again. I cannot wait. You should come with me. It's going to be awesome. Oh, my goodness. That's coming up this whole hour. And today's an exciting day because, look, I get so hyped when we're getting ready to do radio. I love it. But that, there's some things going on today. Like, there is the Tell Me podcast, which apparently I'm going right from this show, from the Get Up Power Hour, live to the Tell Me podcast with Lisa Graham. And apparently that's all out on all the different platforms. And then at 4:30 today, the the Get Published podcast with Paul G. Brody is going to have me coming on there talking about the new book, Light Up the Darkness. And this is insanity. I can't wait. And it's perfect timing, too. I'm going to tell you why. I'm just getting my voice back. Why? Well, so this past weekend, you know, it's summer now. Things have opened up a little bit. People have been looking to get out. I got to connect with some friends, some old friends, some good friends, friends I haven't seen in a while. Got to go to an event, which was for a charitable cause. Everybody was physically distanced and all that, but veterans and all the stuff. And maybe there was karaoke involved. No, I don't apologize for going hard. I can't even help it. And here's the problem. The problem is this way. You know, you can put whatever tag you want. You can say best-selling author. You can say motivational speaker. You can say public speaker. You can say keynote, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Put whatever professional title you want on me. You know, somewhere deep in my soul, there's that kid from Jersey that's always a sucker for a good time. Jersey! Yeah. And I want to give a shout-out. I usually give shout-outs at the beginning of the show. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Sam, because Sam is the master of texting me with random questions regarding nothing of great importance within the 7-minute mark of me going live on this show. And every time I have to go, well, bro, I don't know, but we're on the air in 4 minutes. Oh, my bad. LOL. So, Sam, I hope you're listening. That's for you. It's Thursday again, and we're here with the Get Up. Holy mackerel. So, look, as we're ripping into this show, we did our pleasantries. We've gotten acquainted. We got our feet wet. We're just about coming up to the first break. And when we come back, like I said, we're going to talk about the new book, Light Up the Darkness. And we're going to talk about what is about to go down next week in the studio with the master producer, mixer, problem solver, Carl Bonner. I cannot wait to get him on. This guy is the real deal. And I will get up, Army. I cannot wait to unleash him to your universe. You can get him on your radar, especially all my musician friends out there, my author friends, the voiceover friends, the people that are looking to do audiobooks, and the people that just enjoy sound delivered at quality. That's what this guy does. But I want to give you a behind the scenes when I get him on, because he's been all over the place, like we talked about. And I want to get him on, pick his brain, and I want to get his take of what happened the first time when we went into the studio. And you guys know me, man. We don't live in a freaking filter, okay? This ain't Snapchat. This is real. This is raw. This is authentic. So we're going to get into it. He's going to talk about it. I'll give my perspective of what happened when we went in as two rookies and came out as two chiseled veterans and have a super-duper book dropped on Audible to Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life book. That one went number one in self-help on Amazon. And so when Light Up the Darkness just dropped and went number one on Amazon in sports psychology, I called up Carl. I said, man, it's go time. He's like, when? Let's do it. We're both so excited for this. And you know what's crazy about this book, too? It also, it scraped the top 10 in Neuralink. Amazon has all these different charts, right? It broke the top 10 in self-help. It broke the top 10 in NLP or neuro-linguistic programming, which I love. And it hit number one, sports psychology. And what blows my mind is it's not a sports book per se, but I do talk pop culture. I do talk music. I do talk sports. If you've read Get Up and if you're a fan of that, this is very much the same elk, cut from the same cloth of Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. Eerily so, in the sense of it's almost to the page, the exact number of pages, the exact size book, takes you the exact same time to read it. But I will tell you, some of the reviews that people have been dropping have been humbling, to say the least. I've been seeing it on social media starting to happen now, where people are they're getting their books, they're ordered. I only have one. I'm waiting for this big batch of author copies because a lot of people want, you know, people like signed copies, right, mailed directly. So wait for that to come in. But I got my one book here, and it's fun. It's fun. It's exciting, man. You got people that are getting their books. They're taking pictures. They're quoting things on it. They're saying what they love about it. And, man, it's so inspiring to know that you have these ideas in your head. You can put them out to the universe, and they're going to serve people. on an authentic level, and they can be practical ideas that can help people in dark times, especially like these. So I'm like psyched AF. I can't wait to just move forward with this whole project. And look at it, against the break already. So we got to take a quick break. The show goes so fast, man. We will be back. Don't you go anywhere, Get Up Army. Get your popcorn. Hurry. Sit on the couch. Don't even go to the bathroom. We're going to be back quicker than a pee break. And when I come back, I'm bringing in master producer Carl Bonner, and we are going to light up your airwaves with Light Up the Darkness. We will be right back right here on 1520 WCHE. I'm your host, Mark Kafer. This is the Get Up Power Hour, and you, Get Up Army, are in for a treat. You're in for a treat. My voice is back. I won't stop, can't stop. And I got a guest coming on who is a monster in the industry of what he does. I love linking myself. First of all, I love studying successful people. And that was the root of Light Up the Darkness. A lot of the principles in the book are based on that. But I love linking, connecting with people that are authentic. They're the real deal. They are masters at what they do. They practiced in public, so now they could be celebrated and they practiced in private, so now they could be celebrated in public because they are the top of the food chain in their market. And that's what happened 3 years ago when I had my book, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. I dropped it. I was stunned because I never took a formal writing course. Never, you know, I can barely read myself, people, okay? And this book goes number one. This book goes number one in Amazon in the self-help category in 4 hours. And just like that, overnight, you become a best-selling author. And it was insane. And something I always wanted to do, because I love Audible. Just talked about it. I love listening to the books, and you have access to everything in the planet. In the galaxy, you have access to it on Audible. So why not take advantage of that? Why not, you know, invest into this, the greatest commodity you have, yourself? So I listened to books for years. And, you know, they always start off with, this is Audible, and then the music or whatever, and the book starts. So when Get Up broke the freaking mold, I said, we got to get the studio. And I knew exactly who I wanted to work with. But I think there was one problem, and we're gonna get into it when I get him on the air here. I think the problem was he's a great producer. He's worked with everybody, and I'm going to give you the list in a second, but I don't think he did an audiobook before Get Up. And I don't know if that's 100% accurate. We're going to find out. But we went in the studio together and fought through it, worked through it, made it happen. The guy's genius, and I'm going to bring him live right now to you. This guy's music has been featured in film, in television. You've heard him, and if you've played video games like Guitar Hero Live, his music's in there. He's toured, worked with everything from and everybody, like from They Might Be Giants to Walk the Moon to The Roots. He's producer. He's mixer. He's problem solver. Ladies and gentlemen, Get Up Army. Put your virtual hands together for my esteemed guest, Carl Bonner!
I feel the need. I feel the need to just be a pure contrast to your energy and talk very slowly and very calmly, just out of spite. That's the kind of relationship that I think you and I have had since we first met. Is just this feeding off each other in like polar opposite sense, and I love it so much.
You are the yin to my yang, and I mean that in the most masterful ways possible. I don't even know what that means, but Carl, welcome to the program, man. You made it. You're
thanks
live
for having
radio,
me.
Baby. You're a rock star. First of all, thanks for taking the I really was excited to find out that you were coming on the program today, and I can't wait to get back into the studio with you next week.
Same here. It's going to be so much fun, and I think we are both much more prepared and know what to expect for the second time around, so I think it's just going to be even more insanity than before.
I got so many great stories about the first time when we went in. So let me ask you this. I want to put you – look, Carl, we don't live in a filter here on the Get Up Power Hour. I got to put you on the hot seat right off the bat. When I called you last year, a couple years ago, and we decided we're going into the studio, and we're going to – you know, we got this book now. It's out on Amazon, and we're gonna do it. Was I your first ever audiobook?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Yes! Made it happen together.
Yeah, it was an interesting proposal at first because, you know, I'd never done that. And I'd always had a little bit of interest in at least trying it out, but the situation never presented itself. And then I took it as a challenge and as an opportunity to really, you know, push myself and learn some of the, you know, industry specific, techniques and terminologies and like file format standards and all that stuff, all the things that are very specific to audiobooks. And, you know, try to use the knowledge that I've gained from, you know, years and years of doing music production and audio in the music world and trying to see like, what can be applied to audiobooks, how much is in the center of that Venn diagram, you know, and then whatever was specific to the audiobook world is, you know, it was 2018, I think, when we did that, maybe 2019, but it's like either way. Google exists, so it wasn't hard to figure out those little, you know, the little like 10% of things that I wasn't sure about. It was really easy to kind of figure that out. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the second one now, knowing that we know exactly how it's going to go down, and we can just put all of our energy into the performance.
You know, something that impressed me about the way you work is how meticulous you are and how much attention you paid to detail. Something that if you guys listen to audiobooks and if you have listened to Get Up or if you haven't at all, I would like you to go back to Audible and I would like you to re-listen to it. First of all, because the message is you know, freaking dope. You need to because that's what we need right now in the world. But I want you to listen at what the difference is between what Carl created in the studio versus what all these other audiobooks are. Because I watched you, Carl, sit there. And you did something that was pretty interesting to me because if I, you know, all these other books that are out there that are, some are just phenomenal. Whether you're listening to live radio or you're listening to podcasts or you're listening to these audiobooks, there's just this human sound that the mouth makes that when we breathe, that just things. And you sit there and I watched how you cleaned it up. So, you know, on a music scale, it's almost like you're listening to Rush on CD, you know, like it was that specific, like there's zero error and mistakes in your work. Have you always been like that? Or were you just feeling that, you know, with this challenge, you had to do that? Or is this how you work all the time?
That's a good question. Honestly, I feel like I was more meticulous with the audiobook than normal. I guess maybe that's due to the fact that, you know, I'm definitely a detail oriented person. And when I'm working on music, yes, I obsess over some of the little details, but I think, you know, when I'm, especially like right now, the style of music that I work with the most is pop music. So when I'm mixing a pop song that has, you know, 130 layers of instruments and vocals and things, you know, little tiny sounds like that, most likely aren't even going to notice them because there's so many other things happening, right? So the big ones you pick out, but then most often they just kind of get engulfed into the backdrop of the song and you don't even notice that it's there. But with an audiobook, there's nothing to hide behind. Everything is so exposed, and it's just your voice. So if I can hear you smacking your lips between words or between sentences or, you know, all the weird little nerdy things that nobody ever would notice in the moment, that stuff drives me crazy because it sticks out like a sore thumb to me. Yeah, it drives me crazy. So, I think it was because, like I said, everything is so exposed. It's just your voice and an empty room, and that's all that's there. And I think that might have also, you know, compelled me to want to try to integrate the different sound effects and the music at the beginning of each chapter. I don't know if that was just because I'm used to having those kind of things or what, but I felt like, you know, having those sound effects, like the little party favor sounds and I don't know how many kung fu punch sounds we used on that.
Yeah.
But those little things, that's like, I think
the sound effects that you dropped in through the book where I would say like, knock it off. And you would put in a, you know, like that is money, bro. Like that is the difference maker. They don't make audiobooks like that. And you did that. That is amazing. Crazy.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And I feel like that helped. That really, I think, showed off your personality as well. And that was the main goal that I had going into the audiobook, was making sure that at all moments I'm showcasing you, you know, because the main thing that is similar from a music performance and an audiobook performance is the performance, right? So I want to make sure that you're not just the words are being expressed clearly, but the energy and the emotion behind those words, like the feelings that compelled you to write those words in the first place, that has to come through. Otherwise, you get the audiobook that sounds like this, and then you read this chapter and get up. I am encouraging you to attack life. You know,
yeah.
You don't, that's not going to work. Yeah. And that's not you.
We're already up against the break. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell the behind the scenes version of what that was like the first time going, what I thought was going to happen and what actually happened. And I'm going to share with the Get Up Universe a story that I tell all the time, actually, when people ask me. It's one of the first things I talk about when they say, what was it like making an audiobook? And I'm going to tell the Get Up Universe, Carl Bonner, when you yelled at me in the studio. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to bring this story to life. So listen, Carl, you sit tight. Get Up Army, you sit tight. We're going to be back in a hot minute right here on the Get Up Power Hour on 1520 WCHE. Yeah. Dropping it like it's hot, baby, because you know what it is. Get Up Power Hour every Thursday. That's how we do it, 1 to 2 p.m. right here on 1520 WCHE. It's your boy, Mark Hayford, on with the beast, head producer, mixer, problem solver, the Carl Bonner. Carl, welcome back to the Get Up Power Hour, baby.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, man. All right, listen. I'm having so much fun in my own head right now. This is just amusing. Let's talk about when we went into the studio to do Get Up, okay? Now, look, this is my 20th year. Like, I've been DJing since I had hair. And I don't mean just, like, the DJ that hides behind the music and does the pose once in a while to the crowd. I mean, like, I host, I MC, you know, I've done public speaking, motivational speaking, school assemblies for years, the whole thing, okay? So now we're going to go, and this is prior radio show, prior podcast, but I'm going to go into the studio, and I'm going to read my book as you record it and mix it for me, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. It's summer of 2018 is actually when it is. I researched really quick. And we go into this studio, first of all, you know, I think a lot of people, when they think of the, you know, entertainment industry, I think a lot of people think it's all glitz and glam, when a lot of it is like, you know, you're not kings and queens, you're in the gutter eating pork and beans. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you just, like the recording studio is up like a broken elevator on top of a distillery with brick walls all around us, you know? But I had this thought, not in a arrogant way or a cocky way, but in a very confident way, that I was going to walk in and I was going to be like Sinatra, like one take, drop the mic, peace out, right? And I remember telling you like, oh, this won't take that long and blah, blah, blah. And I remember you kind of telling me like, well, it might take us a little while to kind of.
Yeah, I could smell the hubris. And I was like, I don't know, Mark, we should maybe plan for a little bit of extra time just in case. Yeah. Prove me wrong, but just in case.
Sure, Carl. Yeah. We'll do that. Bro, 20 hours. 20 studio hours is what it was for Get Up. And that's not even the mixing and the back end of what you had to do with adding sound effects and music and you know, cutting out the human sounds and all that. 20 hours in the studio. And
20 hours to get, I think, what, a 3.5 hour finished runtime.
It's 3 hours, 11 minutes, and it took 20 hours. And that had nothing to do with you. It had everything to do with me. And it wasn't about not being prepared. It's just about, you know, hey, you're a college football player, and now you step into the NFL, and you're like, oh, okay. It's different, you know? And this is definitely different, man. Like, I remember, you know, so for everybody listening, this is what it's like doing an audiobook, okay? Carl is a beast, and I know, like, he's going to be able – he's my safety net, so I don't have to worry. And you will mess up a zillion times doing this and recording. It happens when we record commercials for radio. It happens when they're doing TV and you see bloopers and outtakes. I mean, it's just part of the industry. But you go in – Carl's sitting in this main room where he's got his mixer and the headphones and his mic so he can talk to me through my headset, and I'm in this booth. And this booth is soundproof, where there is no air, no sound. It is dead. It is flat. There's no reverb. It's like if you were to take your fingers and press your ears closed, it sounds like this. Like nothing. There's no sound at all. It's so quiet, like it drives you crazy. And now you've got to hold this thing that you wrote, and you've got to read it, and you've got to make it come to life without sounding like you're reading. And I remember just the introductory part of the book, the acknowledgement, like I was driving you crazy because I just couldn't get the flow. And I remember going into it as we'll, you know, we're on the same page, but the message is going to be the same. Like, don't protect my ego. I don't have one. Protect the message of the book. Right.
Yeah.
And you were like, I got it. And I think, dude, you kicked my butt. Like,
I took your direction literally. Yeah.
Yeah. There were so many times where over the headset you just came in like, I need you to – let's do that one again for take 14. Like, what was going through your head, like, in the opening struggling hours of this whole project?
Honestly, the opening struggling hours, as you call it, I kind of expected that. You know, not that I expected you to struggle because you're you. Like, it had nothing to do with you. It's just the fact that this was your first time really doing that, and the idea of going up on stage and speaking in front of a large crowd that most likely, you know, you had an introduction and they're clapping for you and they're there and they're excited to listen to you. That's a very different energy. That's, you know, that's a very different energy in the room before you even open your mouth. Right. And then when you're in the booth, it's dead silence. You walked in there, you're probably drinking some water, looking over some notes, and just kind of being in your own head for a few minutes before you even start. And the first couple hours, I feel, were mostly just you kind of getting comfortable with that, getting comfortable with the silence, and getting comfortable with being totally exposed and realizing that, you know, you can't rely on the energy of the moment or the energy of the crowd anymore. You have to be the one that supplies that energy. And it's such a different mental state to get into. And for some people, and this is not just for audiobooks, this is for singers especially, the same kind of thing. Like for singers or musicians or narrators, there's this acting that has to go on where you have to pretend, you have to sound like you're in, you know, not sonically sound like you're in an auditorium, but you have to emotionally sound like you're, you know, in a full auditorium, you know, preaching to people that are totally on board with everything that you're saying, just like waiting for the next line to come out of your mouth, you know? And
well, you just said it's so interesting. There's such a science to this, man. And we've both grown so much since this time. I mean, it absolutely is an energy. Like you said it, like that, everything's energy, right? And it is,
yeah.
You're right. It's such a different energy. And so much of this goes into science and the physiology of how we are. Like, and now having the understanding and the life experience, which is so irreplaceable to have life experience, the physiology, just to paint a picture, before we go live on the Get Up Power Hour, I mean, I was a pro wrestling ref in the WWE, right? Like, you know, you're on TV, there's people. Like, we're going WWE before we go in this. Like, I'm literally smacking myself on my shoulders, my face, like getting hype.
I am not at all surprised by that. Not at all surprised.
It is an energy, right? And, you know, and I write about this in Light Up the Darkness. You know, some of this is like vision, and you can't be it if you can't see it. You have to envision it. You have to get there. Another thing is motivation. So many people crap on motivation, and when we get together next week, and I'm reading into that chapter, that's one of my favorite chapters, because the reason people crap on motivation, Carl, is because they say, well, it's not evergreen. It comes and goes, but it needs to come and go, because you don't wake up hype. You don't go to bed hype. Like, you need it when you have it. You know, it's like a supercharge, and that's what happened. And I'm going to tell you the moment when it clicked. And then we just ran with it and ran hard. It was hours. And it was like day two. I remember this. It wasn't the first day. The first day, I remember we even took lunch. We had to get out and took a walk down the street and just had to get some air. And it was like, oof. And it was the second day or whatever, maybe the third day. And I'm just, you know, I'm reading it and I'm feeling it. And I'm like, oh, that one's really good. And you're like, yeah, you know what? You just got to kind of, don't say it like this, say it like that. Or you do it like this. I'm trusting you because you understand the message. But here's the moment where you yelled at me, Carl Bonner, and I love you for it. So I got this headset on, and I'm in the mic. And, you know, and I'm not talking like, hey, back off the mic or get a little closer or redo that. This is what happened. You go, I heard it. I'm coming in the booth. And I'm like, ugh, like he's coming in the booth. First of all, the recording booth is like the size of someone's shower. So if you can picture this, so two grown men standing in this booth. And when your producer is coming into the booth, that's like the principal coming into the classroom. Okay. So
it's like the baseball manager coming up to the pitcher, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, you know, nothing good is going to happen in that conversation.
All right, you're coming out of the dugout, walking up to the mound, and I'm chewing my chaw, slamming my knuckleball into my mitt. That's what's happening in that moment, going, it's the eighth inning, and I'm waiting for you to stick your hand out and take the ball for me and pull the guy out of the bullpen, right? And I'll never forget what you said, and it's hysterical. You come in the booth, and you said, and only as Carl Bonner can in your calm state, said, so, I just want to say that in real life, how can I say this? I feel like you are like a Baptist preacher, and I feel that you're reading this book like a Roman Catholic priest. Does that make sense? And I said, yes, it makes sense. And you said, so can you follow your own advice and get up? And I'm like, I got it. And at that moment, Carl Bonner, boom, that. When we went Get Up Power Hour, bam, 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 money. And then the thing just flew. The energy took off. We redid the chapters that we did initially the first time, and we just ran through it, man. It went from marathon to sprint, from crockpot to microwave right in that moment. And
yeah, I feel like it took us the same amount of time to do like the first three chapters as it did like the following 10. You know, I mean, I might be slightly exaggerating that difference, but I did feel like a very like notable difference in the energy and the execution, which not only didn't, you know, it doesn't mean that you were reading it faster. It just meant that you were in the zone more and you're in the zone for longer stretches.
You know, I think it's like, it's kind of like when I'm a head football coach and, you know, you see these young players that come up and their first year, it's awkward to get into a 3-point stance and to dress like a gladiator and now run with an extra 17 pounds on you with helmets and pads and, you know, and you fumble through it. And second year, you kind of have more experience. But like at that third year, something clicks, man. And then you can just play and you don't have to think about it. You just get out there and do it. And I think that's what happened. And then after being locked in a studio for 20 hours with you, getting beaten up and learning how to do it and literally walking through the fire, then 300 podcasts and a radio show later, I mean, we're ready to do audiobook number two, man. What are you looking forward to and what are your expectations next week when we go in to record the number one book, Light Up the Darkness?
I think it's going to be even more fun than the first time. I do have a realistic expectation that we're still going to have some hiccups in the beginning. I think it's still going to take you a little bit of time to warm up and to, I guess, specifically to kind of calibrate your energy. Because you went from, in the first book, or from the first session, you know, from the recording session for the first book, you were nowhere near where you needed to be to actually be performing it, right? And it took us that first full day, and it took us the little the preacher analogy to kind of like make that click, right? And I feel like you are going to be so much closer to that space now because of what you've been doing over the past 2 years. But I feel like we are still going to need a little bit of time just to kind of, you know, fine tune the calibration from live on the air or live, you know, like recording a podcast energy to this to the book energy, because you're also going to have to be reading things word for word rather than, you know, going off the cuff like you do, you know, on the podcast and then on here. So that said, I feel like it's going to be a lot quicker to get to that point because of it's a slight calibration versus like a total, you know, totally rebuilding the car from the ground up. But I feel like it's still going to be necessary. And I think that, you know, mentally, I think you're going to be prepared for that. I think you're going to be ready and expecting it to take a little bit of time and not letting that time that happens to warm up, not letting that affect you and getting down on yourself or thinking, I'm terrible. I can't do this. Why is this so hard? I think you're going to be able to go into it with this expectation, knowing that it's going to take a little bit of time to really get in like the zone. Like you'll be in a zone, but you want to be in the zone. And I think you're going to be a lot more receptive to those changes. And I think it's going to be a lot quicker of a process to get from walking in the door to, you know, knocking it out with gusto.
I'm sorry. Did you say something? 30 minutes, Carl Bonner, in and out. We're going to knock that bad boy. That's going down next week. I can't wait. I can't wait to work with you, bro. It's going to be so great.
I can't wait either.
Hey, so let me ask you this, because we're up against the final break, and I got to let you go after this. But I want to know, how can people find you out there? Where are you, and how can people contact you if they're looking, whether they're musicians or you know, authors or podcasters, anything with sound? You're a magician. You're the beast. You're the best. How do people find you out there?
They can go to my website, which is carlbahner.com, C-A-R-L-B-A-H-N-E-R. .com, or Instagram is where most of my social media activity is. It's just at Carl Bonner. And if you forget how to spell it or forget my name, then just go to Mark's Instagram, and he tagged me in a little post today. So hopefully that'll be a little dummy-proof way of being able to find me.
Yeah, I tagged you like I'm hunting deer, baby, all over the place. So, yeah, hey, carlbonner.com. Find Carl Bonner. Go follow him on Instagram. He's got a dope page. This guy is a master at what he does. And, dude, I can't wait till next week where we get in the studio together again and create some more magic with Light Up the Darkness. Carl, thank you for taking the time, man. Thank you for coming on the Get Up Power Hour. And, hey, take your vitamins, hydrate, and get ready, because we're going hard next week, baby.
Yes, bring lots of bananas and tea. Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate it. Thanks for letting me on the show.
Hey, it's my pleasure, brother. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, the producer, mixer, and problem solver, Carl Bonner. We're going to take our final break, and when we come back, I got a special message just for you on the Get Up Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. Or whatever you want, and a glazed donut, baby. This is the Get Up Power Hour, greatest hour of radio when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity, intensity, all that energy you need, baby. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. We're in the fourth quarter, final lap, final stretch, end game of today's show. Oh, I'm so excited. Come on. Come on. How hype is this? Next week back, you know what? Back in the studio with Carl Bonner, creating the second audiobook for Audible. I'm going to tell you, when I heard, when Get Up Encouraging You to Attack Life, released on Audible, and this was like a dream come true, when it was this moment. I had a couple moments like this in my life, where goosebump moments. One, when I was a kid, and Casey Kasem from American Top 40, right? Casey Kasem read my long distance dedication on the air. My wife actually is behind me. She framed the actual letter from 1985, 87, something like that, in my crappy handwriting and faded yellow paper. That was the moment, making it first time standing in a WWE ring in front of over 10, 20,000 people. That was a moment. Having a book go number one on Amazon, that was a moment. How about this? When Get Up was released on Audible, and I heard this is Audible, and then, and this is a Mark Hayford Power Book. Ooh, whoa, what a rush, man. If I could bottle that up and sell that emotion, that would make zillions, because you can't recreate that every day. That's a moment. I've got chills, and I cannot wait for this to happen again, and I am linked up with the right guy to do it, man. He's got skill, but more than skill, he works hard. He is meticulous. He is a master at pushing himself past barriers. That's Carl Bonner, and we're going to tear it up again. And that was authentic, man. I didn't pull any punches with everything we talked about. It was not all roses and pretty, and yeah, it's Mark Hayford, and here's the power book, and number one book. No. That was, success is ugly, man. We had to roll up sleeves. We struggled through it. We fought, but you don't stop. You don't quit, right? There's no quit. Just getting started. Just getting warm, baby. We're going to beat this place up. We're going to light up the darkness. You know what? I think next week, if you haven't yet, you need to follow me on social media, because I'm going to be posting lots of video and photos as we go through the whole process. So I'll be hitting it up on Insta, Facebook, Snap. I'll throw some stuff on LinkedIn. You know, maybe I TikTok, don't stop. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But definitely going down. Now, look, I got one copy. It's not even my author copy. This is a copy, and I can't wait to get the rest of the copies. But I just want to – I told you last week about what the different chapters are about, or keys, as I call them, and what we talk about. It's, you know, look, it's mindset, it's attitude, it's vision, it's discipline, it's motivation, it's courage, it's being unrealistic, it's gratitude, and it's faith. That is light up the darkness. Those are the 9 keys that I believe in today we need for ourselves so we can get to where we want to go, despite what's going on out there. There's always issues. There's always problems. There's always hurdles. But those are 9 keys for success, and I go in detail. And I think it's a fun, easy read. I can't wait to start hearing feedback from people that are, you know, out there and reading it. I want to see what they have to say. But I tried to make this book the way I talk to you. There's a lot of pop culture references. There's everything from science to pop music to sports to everything to make this come to life and be practical in today's day and age. Now, I want to read this to you. I told you about who the endorsements were from, but I didn't tell you what they wrote. And there's 6 endorsements on this book, and they're not paid endorsements. These are people that have believed in the book, believe in the message, and I just got to read them to you while you know, pulling the show, landing the plane here, because this is crazy. Crazy. Crazy good. All right, so the first in the book, we have Katie Forth. Now, Katie Forth is a doctor, PhD. She is a world champion professional ultimate frisbee player. I mean, that's insane, right? World champion professional frisbee player, like the best in the world, and a doctor. And she's also the CEO and founder of Zibrio, which is her own company, which deals with balance and helping people. She writes, Hayford's book feels like a friend, the best kind of friend, who understands you in your low points and fills you with energy to lift yourself up. Personal and familiar, this friend helps you discover what is possible in your life. Thank you, Katie. That's awesome, man. And then, I mean, this one. This is the Honorable Michael Cabry. He's the president of the Special Court Judges of Pennsylvania. So here's a judge who's in charge of judges. He writes, once again, Mark is provocative, on point, and unapologetic. Mm-hmm. As he pushes and prods the reader to look within themselves, his rants are blasts of uncontrolled energy that hit you between the eyes, forcing you to look deeper into yourself. Yeah, the rants are back. And then how about this? 2018 North American Sport Karate Association world champion, Robert Kofroth. Quote, your consistency is what creates your results. Wow, these words are true to success at all levels. Oof, thank you, guys. That's in the book. The back cover, this is Angie Sella, the 2020 Toy Inventor of the Year and the creator of the Blinger, friend of the show. She writes, Mark Hayford will take you to another place if you'll let him. And it's a place you want to go. If you're down or just needing a boost, read this book. It's quick but powerful. Thank you, Angie. Another friend of the show, sponsor of the show, Dr. Darren Rodia. He's the founder and CEO of all the kinetic physical therapies and Sonare today. He's 2015's number one American physical therapy practice of the year. He writes, Mark Hayford, wow! He has the energy and positivity that can get you through any challenge. Dr. Rodia, you're the man. And the final one, this is from Dr. Tara Rutley, neuroscientist, space scientist at NASA, and TEDx speaker. On the back cover, Mark's back with tons more to inspire you with. It's clear that Mark wrote this book to remind you that you've got a friend in the business of creating your future and that you have everything you need within you to get it done. He's got more stories and advice that are full of energy, never boring, and it will literally change the way your brain is wired to create limitless possibilities. Thank you, Dr. Rutley. I am humbled. I am thankful. I am grateful. And I am too hyped because this train is just pulling out of the station. We got tracks to roll on, baby. And I don't know what you got going on in your life, but I'm going to just say I want you to be thankful for anyone or anything that's ever beaten you up, held you back, or knocked you down. These crazy times we're living in, the fire you walk through day to day. These are the contributors, guys, to the amazing story you're going to tell after each comeback. Each loss is an experience. Each setback paves the way for your comeback. You matter. You count. And you're needed. You're part of this Get Up Army. You aren't listening to this right now by accident. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, then there's a piece of you floating around in there that is on purpose. And we need you to play all out. I don't want you to forget who you are, and I want you to realize who you can become, because you are special, and we got a lot of living to do. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So pick your head up, get your faith up, keep moving forward. Now, I got to wrap this show, and I just want to thank every single one of you who support me, this show, this work, this mission, this mindset. You are needed more than you know to light up the darkness in this world today. So please, stop holding back, stop second-guessing yourself, and start going for it. You will be amazed what the life is that you create once you start to do that. Now, I got to get out of here. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And every single week, we'll be doing this, 1 to 2 p.m. on 1520 WCHE. This is the Get Up Power Hour, and I'm always in your corner. Mark Hayford.